Praise the name of Jesus. This afternoon, I want us to open our Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. And it reads thus, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Let us pray. Father, in the blessed name of Jesus, Lord, I give you all the glory, Jesus, for today. I thank you for the peace we experience. I thank you for the joy. I thank you, God, for your written word. I thank you, God, for your caring heart. Father, thank you because if you have not made the sacrifices on the cross, today, Lord, would have been dead and gone. But thank you for the hope of our Lord Jesus, who paid the price on the cross of Calvary for our sins. Lord, I pray that as I present your word, Father, I pray that it will lead us to understand the truth about your kingdom. Father, thank you for preparing me as a servant who is not worthy. It's a mystery for a sinner to be used to speak to another sinner. Lord, inspire me to do the calling to your will. Thank you, Lord, and take your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, I want to be thankful to God at this time for preparing my heart to quickly speak on the theme, focus on one master. Focus on one master. This passage of scripture is warning us not to serve two masters, but to choose who to serve. The problem we have today is the traction of this world. There are a lot of people who have lost focus. And based on their insincerity to serve God faithfully, meaning are deceiving themselves. If you want to follow Jesus, you need to count the cost. There's a cost to pay for following Jesus. Loving someone is a sacrifice. Following someone is a sacrifice. Hallelujah. Following Jesus is a sacrifice. Many are not willing to make the sacrifice. I want us to turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27 reads, "But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." Paul was careful how to present himself as a living sacrifice. We must practice what we preach, and we must live in the fear of God. He said, "I beat my body and made it my slave, so that after I preach to others, I myself should not be disqualified." It is important to understand the scripture well. It is important to understand the decision you made to follow Jesus. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 5b says, "For I, the Lord, your God, I am a jealous God." God himself has spoken, "I am a jealous God. Worship no other God before me." This passage of scripture describes God's jealousy for his worship and service. You cannot be serving God and you want to please the world at the same time. You cannot be a Christian living for God and at the same time you want to live for the world. You cannot say you love God, but you're hurting people in the world. You cannot say you are a born-again Christian, but your life cannot show any example that you are living for God. If we decide to follow Jesus, then we have to be careful how we live our life. Because we're no longer in the world. We have now become new in Christ Jesus. We now live for Christ. God will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. No, he won't. You can better decide what you want to serve. If you want to serve the word, you serve the word. If you want to serve God, you serve God faithfully. And I also warn you, do not be carried away by the deception of this word. Satan is deceitful. He's going to blind you. You're going to go into the things of this world, and at the end of the day, he's going to destroy you. It is important to know who you serve. Focus on one master. If you decide to live for God with sincerity. The reason we struggle in our churches today, it is because a lot of people pretend to be living for God, but they are not living for God. A lot of people feel that the gospel is just a pleasure. They can do anything and at the same time serving God. No. Decisions have to be made if you want to follow Jesus. Jesus encountered people who have excuses. He asked, "Come and follow me." Some said, "I have my business schedule to attend to until it's done." And Jesus did not force them because they were not yet ready. If you're not ready, God will not force you to serve him. We need to serve as example to the world. Many people are questioning our Christianity today. Many people find it difficult to come to the saving grace of God because the very people that stands in the presence of the multitude and say, "Thus says the Lord, come back again to do what the word the Bible against." And this is very sad. This is very sad. We have to be very careful how we present the word. And the Lord God said, "I am a jealous God." In the book of Exodus, he was speaking to the children of Israel, visiting the iniquity to their third and fourth generation. Why? Because they were disobedient people. And if we disobey God, the consequences comes. God was showing deal with us. My dear brothers and sisters, it is important to sit, study the word of God carefully, because Paul was warning Timothy to study the word. And understands it well before presenting it. Many are deceiving people today because those that they meet at time do not understand the scripture. If you want to follow Jesus, focus on Jesus. If you want to follow God, learn to live for God. If you want to live for God, start considering that you're going to make sacrifices for the kingdom of God. There's a friend that said to me, friendship is a sacrifice. And I said, what do you mean? He said, if I consider you as my friend, then I must make some sacrifices for you. And he took a pair of slippers. He bought it for himself. And oh yes, I love the slipper. And he said to me, take it. And I said, no. You love it as well as I love it. And said, look, I love it. And I bought it. But because you are my friend and you also love it, I will make that sacrifice. And I saw indeed that he was indeed a friend. If we say we love God, then we need to make a sacrifice. Commit ourselves to the word of God. Understand what it means to be a servant of God, what it means to be a child of God, what it means to be a follower of God. We have to be careful and not be deceiving people that around here and telling people that we're living for God if our actions and attitudes are proving negative. The world is turning, today because a lot of people pretend to be living for God, but they are not living for God. A lot of people pretend to be interceding for others, but they are not. Let's be careful how we live our life, because one day we're all going to face judgment. I want to encourage you today. Decide who to serve. If you want to serve God, trust God in everything. Put your time and resources behind the one you love. Submit to him faithfully. Sincerely serve him, that the world will see it and see need that they need to follow Jesus. Let there be a difference between you and the world. Brothers and sisters, let us not pretend as though we are for God and we are not for God. Because there is a penny judgment for everyone. I want to encourage you today, focus on one master. And if you focus on one master, you will serve that master with sincerity. God bless you. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the time. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you, God, for everything. Thank you and take your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.